Beginning from Daf Masech is getting Daf Mem Tes. We're getting them in Al. Beginning Tes Master. Beginning the Gemara. Going choice. Idus the Nizik is the Buchus the Masik. We're talking about that. We're the Nizik's Idus was like the Buchus the Masik. Shmuel holds by Nizik Shemin. Rebbe Kiva holds by the Masik Shemin. Says Tesis VeIpcha. Tesis bad by question. Why don't you say the opposite? Says Tesis Lemas Lemim. But that you couldn't say. Meaning that maybe that the Idus of the Masik is like the Buchus of the Nizik. No, it's not true. Why? Because the Kulam, according to everyone, might do, they would agree that in such a case, that the Mazik would only have to give him the Iddis that he has. He wouldn't be obligated to buy, according to Bishmol, to get like the Iddis of the Nizik. I mean, Perikam and the Babakam, like the Bruno says in Babakam and the Zayin Mabez, if he only has Ziburas, then Kulan, Gaibin Min Aziburas, then you only collect from Ziburas. Now, me, however, says Taisis, if E Bishalel Him Shaman, Lirbi Kiva, which is a discussion in Babakam and the Zayin Mabez, that maybe when he says that the it's not from the victim but rather from the mazik, it doesn't mean his own personal one. It means in subjective to the evaluation of what's out there in the world in the market. Have a matzah man, but then we could have said another case. Going to Islay la mazik idis beinis viziburis, or some say you don't have to have the element of beinis, but where he has all these other ones. The mazik has now viziburis the day. The ziburis of the mazik is ki idis the alma, is the way idis is. Of the general world, the idus di day ki idus the nizik, and his own idus is like the idus of the nizik. Now, some have actually the girsa. Well, that would have been a good case of describing another difference, because that would be you would say that okay, you know, what do you have to give? You know, could he give just his own ziburas, which like idus elma, he wouldn't have to give like his own idus. Some of the gear said actually, this that we didn't say such a case. The Tani where the Brisa said Muta Muita Sedeish Mazik. And we came along Bishalai Hain Shaman Asinami Shaper. That we want to say that if we're talking about his own, that would also make sense. But if the resume, that's another case that we could have said. Now Philman the Mishlahin Shaman, now even if we say that we evaluate with his own, not with the Alma. A Muslim name, you could have said another case. What case would that be? Because in the Iddis, the Mazik is the Burgas, the Nizik. Where, if the Mazik's Iddis is like the Nizik's Burgas, where the Lamandam, according to the one that says, which is in Baba Kama also, there in the Testament Al. What case of a Mate Mishalim? Where, so when it says, which one? It's a Kesel of Rabbi Shmuel. According to Bekiva, he pays from his own best stuff. Meaning that according to the one who holds that when the mazik doesn't have idis, he has to give money. So that's what we're saying, that would be the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel would hold, that even though he doesn't have to buy of kelos from the shuk, but he would have to give kesef, which would be the equivalent of the idis of the nizik, whereas according to Bekiva, he'd pay his own best, even though that would be equal to the ziburis of the nizik. Next test map to begin with the Gemara, Shari Eim Rachman, the Blesher Shal Hekdash. Oh, the Torah says that, no, to the contrary. Only when it's his friend's ox, but when it's Hekdash's ox, then actually there is no liability at all. Tells us, Tim, it's a wonder. Because, wait a second, so okay, you can't take Abacham Hekdash because there's no liability at all. But Maile, Moki Labashem Edegel, why aren't you talking about not Karen, which is Shari Eyu? It's talking about the Mazik of Shane with its teeth, it ate something or regal. She says, Hekdash, that damaged Hekdash, that doesn't like say Re'eyu. There doesn't say Re'eyu. And Mekaren, like Lemele, if he cannot learn out from Karen to say, wait a second, we can't say Bashem Re'egel, it'll be the same as Karen. It's not true. She can end with this Mitchilasa. Because we find by Karen, it's not a mood right away, it's the first Tom. So maybe with the Yapatra, but Bashem Re'egel with your mood right away, maybe you actually would be chayv by Hekdash. And the Gzeir Shava, and if you're going to say, what do you do with the Gzeir Shava, the Tachas and Sin Yasham Kesef, that the Gemara talks about, and Baba Kamen of Haim and Aleph that compared all the Mazikin to each other, Lenis Kablo, that wasn't accepted. Elin Meitav Davka, that was only specific regarding that when you're liable, you have to give the best. Lenin Tashlumin, that wasn't regarding the monetary payment that you'll be liable, because Ilichal Mele, because you think it would be comparing all of them for everything. MKM, that's the case, Nifter Kul Mishazaram, then they shall be exempt in the public domain, like Shem Regal, and Bekan Mishab Sul Mikdash Matamin, and all these other things which we find, some of the Mazikin being Potter and some of these things. So then they should all be, which is not the case. So obviously we're not comparing of all halachas. So then the question is, why couldn't the Gemara just say that we're talking about it's hezik for hektish, but it's too much Yibarego? I mean, because we're not comparing it to Karen. The Shema says what you can say is yes, but keeping the Re'eyu, since it does say regarding the Shah Hamazik, Re'eyu. So Sulek Lemelev Meitev B'Shein V'Regel, so you can't learn that anymore. This Aloch of Idis, which is Meitav, B'Shein V'Regel, Shehizik Es HaHekdesh, which damages Hekdesh, Mikabel Chayim Dehedyit. Why? Because there's a flaw in the Kabel Chayim now. Because Dekel Mifel, you could ask and say, yeah, wait a second, I get it, you're talking about Shein V'Regel, but Mala Hedyit, well, you can't learn out from Hedyit, regarding the Aloch, at least of Meitav, Shekin Yofel Koichel in Karen. Because ultimately, at least in a different context, we find by Hedyit, he has greater strength regarding Karen, and therefore maybe that's why he has the halacha of meita. Okay, I gave him the parak b'samach, and that's similar with the Gemara shortly. So therefore, since we have a greater strength by damages of hadyit, you cannot learn out of hektish, even by shin reg. Now, when the Gemara says el bo ima, rather the case told maharei lai mana b'chulu, rather it's talking about a case of bal chayv of hektish. The boy looked when b'shem regel. The Gemara didn't want to say someone b'shem regel, and the reason is b'shem d'min nizakin on nizakin asig adaiti shaper, because from damages on damages, the Gemara definitely concluded very well. Yegel mifach, you could ask and say no shekin yofer kaychai, but that's what the Gemara was trying to differentiate the album nizakin amilva. But from damages to a case of a loan, lebasak adaiti mifach, that the Gemara did not entertain to ask, and. As some Gisoris have the words, Teda, the Lama called Mili Shachel Mifle, can't ask from everything. The Gemara doesn't ask and say, oh, wait a second, Mal Hedjik and Yavakurlin Ribbis Vainah on Izakin, because, as some Gisoris have the words, Al Kurli Pachin Ribbis Vainah, because these are different contexts where even though Ribbis Vainah, you don't have that regarding Hektish, although you have it regarding Hedjit, it's obviously that we're not comparing everything, and therefore we're gonna differentiate between Ahava and that of Hezek. Another approach to this that you could say is the kulin is zaken peturim behektish. All damages are exempt by hektish. So therefore, we couldn't say b'shem regel either, because the mukhl b'yisham b'reish perka, like the Yisham says at the beginning of the perk, dama that the Yisham says b'man and kemina. What are you talking about? I behekshin is zaken. If it's the case of damages hotenina, but we learned shari able to shesha hektish, and. And there were damages of his body. There's no damage when it comes to hektish. This is the etc. So, mashmit sounds like that there is no halach of damage of hektish. And therefore, again, we couldn't talk about shame or regal because there's no, not only for sure, oh, it's all for all mazik. And perikam of the bamakam, the first perikam of the test and base, namik namu yusul in the chasim shame and me'ila. That's what hektish is. But cool, dal obis guy is going on all the dal obis nizakin, which includes shem regel. I feel on niski adam, and even damages of a person. The man dam, according to the one who holds a maba, which one of the dal arba obis nizikin, is the adam, is refers to man. That even that does not apply to hektish, which are nechasim that have meila. It's on nechasim shem meila that you have the halacha mazikin. Then the question is, what the Mashem Perikah Shal? This sounds like the Nigmar B'Mitzvah of Tzadik Testament is the other Mamazik is Hektish, Chayav D'Sham Karen, that you, there is a liability. He says, Tell you something there, but not only from Rabbi Nikola, but not biblically. Then this is what they may begin to say, wait a second, well, Hektish Yolf Mitruma. Hektish Yolf Mitruma, the Chsibba, because it says, because, and which, we compare the halachas. And the Chsibba says, which halacha is Prat Lamazik, to exclude that of when you damage it. Now, so although it does not have the same halacha when you eat truma, when you damage it, but b'chasim b'truma chayv l'shalom karen, you have to at least pay the principal, the mazik mamu koyim, who could be damaging his money, so why wouldn't you say this anyway hektish? The Shema says, what you could say is, no, the avakab b'truma chayv l'shalom, even though b'truma you have to pay, kamokam loyma hay kromapik. It's not from this pasuk, which is what we compare to that of hektish. It's from a different pasuk, because the avakab goes l'chabir mazik, it's simply because like you're stealing from your friend and you're damaging him, which is specifically for a kain who is a person, in contrast to that of hektish, which is gevaya, which is Hashem. Now, the hashtag now, kulin nizak in the betir by the hektish, all the damages that we exempt by hektish, shafinim adam, we learn out from adam, where the yeser ro l'chayv adam mazik b'yadayim, where it's more appropriate to learn out a person that damages with his hands, b'mazik they kriz bar, and some damages by digging of a pit like shleich vira, since it's an animal, and that is, if we're exempting by other mazik, well, most definitely that would be by the other mazikin also. But so on that basis, if you're going to say that if that's the case, So Re'eyu, the Kaz Rachman Elamali, why do you need Re'eyu if you have, if you're telling me that you might own the Zakin Behektish from the Pasuk Kiyechel, so what do you need? What do you need Re'eyu? So on that, says Taisav Yashem, what you could say is, if we didn't find in one place the Pat Rachman Lehedyeth Behektish Legami, that we're going to exempt when it comes to exempt a person regarding Hektish totally, which is what we learned from Eyo by Karen. We would not have darshan that what Kiyechel is exempting when you damage. We would have said you only exempt from the penalty of the fifth. Now that we see that you could totally exempt, like by Eyo, so then we're saying from Kiyechel they're totally exempt by all these Mazikin too. He holds like Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. As the Gemara says, he holds that, no, to the contrary, when you actually damage Hektish, you actually not only, you're not potter, you're actually, the other way, you're actually paying as Ikshal. And that's what saying Kabochem le Hektish. Then it says, but I'm going to say, wait a second. The first part of the Bible comes, the Bechin the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, okay, why are you saying only one Mazik Ashar? There's actually two types of shar. Mashal, the Gemara says, Hatavri people like Zize. But, in other words, that case that the Gemara is talking about, oh, that's not true. I mean, it's not, that's not going to be a case of, because the Gemara wanted to say, Shur Shemazik Adam, and the Gemara says, actually, keep a hold, Shur Shemazik Adam does not pay from Meitav. So therefore, it wouldn't be a valid case to say. But so says, I can't take Shalai. But still, the Gemara should ask.
And that there's another case that could be asked. To listen to Shur Da'azik Hedjit, you could say a case of a Shur that's Mazik Hedjit, but Shur Da'azik Hektish. Did Dainina and Chalik Alubei, where according to Rebbe Kiva, we just said here in our Gemara, hold Rebbe Shimon Nasi, that's different. One's Chatzi Nazik, one's Nazik Shalom. Rebbe Shimon says, it's simply the Hektish like a Mary. That we weren't talking about case of Hektish, that we cannot make a Chiluk regarding Hedjit and Hektish. Then it says, but Tammy begins to say, I can't take a Mephah, you could still ask. What would you ask? You could say, Mala Hedjit, that, wait a second. You could say, regarding a regular person, can you pakoche beniski adam abar, where there's a greater strength by the mazik of adam, mazik abar, where there's a liability by hedjit. Time behektish, we're going to be hektish, how you're kaych adam mazik, because as we said in the previous, there are mazik of the chiyecha prat la mazik, and you're not chayev for damaging hektish. Abaritach, so amazi eloi, shamaser eloi, which is not the case by hektish. So, that itself should be a flaw in the kabochem, and the Gemara is trying to say, even if he holds a gershim ben Manasseh. Hashem says, but you can say it's deikal mebit kabochem ha'achin. No, you could make a kabochem like this, because you could say ma karen, if we find ma karen, hedyid by a regular person. That, the kill, which is more lenient by hedyid, the tamen, the mashal machatz nazi only pays chatz nazi goiva, the mu'ud min idis, and still by mu'ud, it collects from idis, so karen hektish. The chomer, which is more severe, like kashin, isn't all the more so, and therefore it is a valid kabochem. Next says, master begin with the gemara of oid, in other words, moreover, my kabochem lektish. What's the quote unquote kavochem lehektish? What's the Gemara's question over here? So Pirush B'Kodesh Rashi explains. In other words, ha yulamina idis the kama Rebbe Kiva. Since you're saying that he has to pay for the best, that Rebbe Kiva is saying is a nizikai is going on the best of the nizik. Well, the kolos is coming to be lenient. The overly mazik miziburis that he only has to give from the mazik's own ziburis. He doesn't have to give the idis of the mazik. What's the quote-unquote kavochem lehektish? That's the worst of the two options. So how are you saying kavochem as if you're being more machmer? Since there's rakash, it's difficult. Because the mekamakam itzuch kavochem, you still need a quote-unquote kavochem. The mishalim meitim the nizik, but the mizibur is the nizik. That even when you're handling the niziks, when you're discussing the nizik's property, you give from his idis, not from his ziburis. So that there was still an element of kavochem. It's not the strongest one, but it's still an element of kavochem. So it seems like that this is the explanation. The Gemara's question is, "My kavochem lehektish," meaning the le'inyan lechayubi mazik behektish lekamar. In other words, you cannot be teaching me the liability of a mazik behektish. Don't re'eyu nafka, because I already know from re'eyu kedosh b'shem menasi that actually from re'eyu it teaches you the chiyuv of nezik shalom. So le'inyan meitiv kamas, rather must be teaching me regarding the best, and therefore v'lohabla Rebbe Kiva l'adur b'shmo kavochemer. If that's his whole point, Rebbe Kiva should not have responded to Rebbe Shmuel this kavochemer. Rebbe Shmuel asked him, he himself would agree to this. Elav, if not for the fact, Mishum the Patalei Gam, he'll be totally exempt. So that's the Gemara's question. What are you saying, kavochemer? Everyone agrees to this. If that's your point, it's not what you're disagreeing with Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shlema Mirodesh Tiritz. He answers as follows. Doch Rebbe Shmuel, this is what the Gemara's question is. My kavochemer lehektish. Where? How could you say that you can evaluate with the best of the nizik and not of the mazik when you go with the victim. How could you know what's the best thing Hektish has? Maybe Hektish, someone living in who knows how far, was makdish something that you can't imagine what it is. That's what the Gemara is saying. What, that it's Idis Dinizik? How's that possible? You don't know what that is. Obviously, we're talking about the Mazik. The Leshach, Klalamesh, but the Nizik, because it's not possible to evaluate the Nizik. That was the Gemara's question.